All right, I will say good morning. Let us begin. So we're continuing this morning in Tzidkas HaTzadik. We find ourselves in Sif Hei. So again, it's the same packet I emailed out or I WhatsApped out to you last week. So Sif Hei, which is on page Beis. So the Rebbe continues in a very beautiful way. Beginning of Sif Hei. Va'afapi. So remember, we're still focusing here on the topic of Kriya Shema and the profundity of Shema on many different levels. So he says, Va'afapi she'ikr chiyiv kabbalas oma hoshvan v'kriya Shema. Mikom makom chiyuva nimshach li'olam she'afidu rega echad lo yozuz mimenu ha'o. So remember again, I'm about to say, even though when it comes to Shema, so we know that technically speaking, the halachic obligation of Kabbalas Olma Choshayim, the halachic obligation really is confined technically to two times of the day, right? There's B'shach Bicho V'Kumecho, when you go to sleep and when you wake up. Kriya Shema Shal Shachris, Kriya Shema Shal Arvis. While that is true, says the Rebbe, the idea of Kabbalas Olma Choshayim in the purest sense demands that I am constantly and perpetually in a state of the acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life, to live in a constant state of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. She'afidu rega echad lo yozuz mimenu ha'o. The goal is, remember, we'll say, what is Kabbalas Ol Malchus? What does it mean to accept the yoke of heaven, to accept the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it means two things. It's a commitment to Torah and mitzvos, and it's a commitment to relationship. I am in a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, and that relationship is important to me. And because it's important to me, ultimately, again, I'm going to work on it. I'm going to invest in it. I'm going to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu proud of me. That's what Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim means. So although we technically, so to speak, engage in the active acceptance of Hashem through saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, though that event occurs twice a day, but the essence of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim is something ultimately, again, that should never stop. So in other words, there are two moments in which I almost like reconcretize or re-solidify that commitment. But the goal is that Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim never stops. It spans an entire day. This is very beautiful. But what does it mean? This is always interesting. You know, a lot of the alchit in general, you know, the good news, Bakshans, we'll say, when we clap alchit on Aseret Mitzvah, on Yom Kippur, so the good news is most of the things that are enumerated in that list, most of that stuff we don't do, Baruch Hashem. And there are some of them that the truth is you look at it and it's not even 100% clear exactly like what is it that it's referring to. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, we say Alchit Shechatan Lefanecha Befrikas Ol. I say, I'm sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I've removed the yoke of heaven. I've removed the yoke. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So the Rebbe says, amazingly enough, what it means is, that's not an active sin. That's just sometimes, I should say, it's not a sin like we think about it, that I ate treif, or I violated Shabbos, or this, but rather, again, this is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I forgot about you. I forgot about you. I pound my chest for the sin. Hashem, I'm sorry that I cast off the yoke. It doesn't mean that I actively did something terrible or committed some type of avera, but I forgot about you. I forgot about what I was thinking about it just a moment. Sometimes, sometimes the worst things that we do in our human relationships is when you forget, right? You ever forget a birthday, chas v'shalom? Ever forget an anniversary, chas v'shalom, right? Ever forget an anniversary of a date that's not even so really relevant, chas v'shalom, right? Whatever it is, the point is, in a relationship, when the other party feels forgotten, sometimes that in and of itself is the worst form of relationship trespass. Alchit shechatanu lefanecha befrikas ol. For the sin of ultimately, again, casting off the yoke. Casting off the yoke was, I forgot about you, God. I forgot about you. Even though, again, I'm supposed to constantly live in your presence. Shivi Seshem Negdi Summit. I'm supposed to constantly be remembering the relationship and your presence in my life. And that I'm your servant. And that I'm your employee. And I'm working for you. And I'm always on the job. And, well, and I forgot. I forgot. And the forgetfulness in and of itself, says the Rebbe, is sinful. And he goes on, he says, Kemo shekasav ha'bal shem ala posek, ashrei adam lo yachshav Hashem lo avon. So we'll say, this is actually an incredible play on words. He's quoting over here, the posek from Tehillim, chapter 32, verse 2. So just the what David HaMelech, or the way we normally read it was, this is in right, chapter 32, ashrei adam lo yachshav Hashem lo avon. So this is the way that it's actually translated. Praiseworthy is the person whose sin, literally again, praiseworthy is the man to whom Hashem does not ascribe iniquity. Ve'im baruch ha'rimiyah. That's the end. And whose spirit is without deceit. So the way their translation of the pasuk really is, Ashrei adam lo yachshav Hashem lo avon. Praiseworthy is the person who God does not ascribe a sin to him. The way that Reb Tzadik explains the pasuk is, Ashrei Adam, lo yachshov Hashem, lo avon. For the person, right? For the person, praiseworthy is the person who never stopped thinking about God. For the moment you stop thinking about God, that is a sin. Then I will say, this you have to understand, this is a dramatic concept within Hasidic thought in general. You see, before you started learning Tzidkas HaTzadik, person would have said, someone would have asked you, is it a sin to not think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So you would say, no, it's not a sin. Maybe not good, or maybe it's always good to sin. The Rebbe says, it's not true. Our goal in life is to live in a constant state of Kabbalas Olmachus Shamayim. That's our goal. To live in that state of Kabbalah Salmachu Shamayim, to live in that state of active engagement, active relationship, recognition of God in my life, I'm constantly in His presence, all the things that we just said before, to live in an active state of Kabbalah Salmachu Shamayim. And the moment that I'm not in a state of Kabbalah Salmachu Shamayim, so the Rebbe posits, quote unquote, that's sinful. That's Al-Chait Shechatanu Lefanecha Befrikas Ol. Now we'll say, I want to be clear. Of course, remember, what he's describing here is almost virtually impossible to live up to all of the time, right? And remember again, life is all about setting expectations that you know may be very realistically a bit out of your reach, but it propels you to do more and to be more. So what the Rebbe is describing here is a very lofty level that I would venture to say most of us don't reach on a constant basis, but it certainly gives us something to aim for. This idea to live in a constant state. That's Achit Shechatanu Lefanecha Befrikas Ol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I forgot about you. Ashrei Adam Lo Yachshov Lo Hashem Avon. Praiseworthy is the person, essentially, who never stopped thinking about God. Because the moment you stop thinking about God, Asher Lo Avon. Ultimately, unfortunately, that is sinful. We'll say such a different way. And if you think about it, by the way, this makes so much sense. Because at the end of the day, why do we sin? Right? Why does it? So whenever you ask this question, people generally give like a whole bunch of different reasons. There's taiva, there's desire, there's kava, there's honor, there's hubris, there's arrogance. On a most basic level, sin occurs when I have a lapse in my God awareness. When I don't remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when I make a mistake. It's as simple as that. Again, I'm not simplifying sin. Sin could sometimes be a complex dynamic. But at the end of the day, sin occurs when there is a lapse in God awareness. So now, what we're doing over here in this Sefer, I will say, is we spend so much time on this mitzvah, that mitzvah, so the Rebbe is saying, the Reb Tzadik is saying, let's build a fundamental construct. The fundamental construct is live in the presence of God. right? Live your life with Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And that is the way ultimately to avoid sin. Because sin really is the result of a lapse in God awareness. Sin is the result of Al Chayit Shechatan Lefanecha Befrikas Ol. Ultimately, sin is the result of Lo Yachshov Hashem Lo Avon. Ultimately, stopping to think about God. So if I could somehow go ahead and stretch my Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim so that it doesn't just occur twice a day, but it occurs or it is experienced throughout the day, that becomes the framework or the foundation for successful Yiddishkeit. So we'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Tz Hashem with the rest of Sif Hei, Emir Tz Hashem tomorrow. Shkoach, everyone.